How's it going, Yamitators? Episode 388 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. This episode is going to be something. I don't know. I started recording it right now. And we'll see what happens. It's Friday today when I'm recording this. And I'm gonna light up this little blunt. Actually, no, that could be for tomorrow. But I've got little blunts now. And they're good. I've smoked them, tested them. Works out pretty great, pretty damn great. Dude, I should have had more to talk about before I started the episode, huh? Let's see. I'll say been getting along at work. A coworker and I got tacos last night. I just saw a tweet and it was like, I'll book you on my show that just got canceled. And I'm like, oh man, that sucks. Because this COVID shit, it just keeps going. Just keeps getting worse. Whoever's out there, like, not getting the vaccine, you should get it. And now there's a variant out there that's vaccine resistant. That sucks. But we soldier on, we keep going, press forward. I found my scale. It was right where I left it. It was just a matter of getting it out of the car. But when I turned it on, it was broken. Oh. Pro tip, if you like, well, the way I've been doing it is take your fist with the thumb side out and like tap on your lungs while you're coughing. It should help you cough up or out the thing you were, that was making you cough. Or even just like loosening something in your lungs or in your esophagus that, on which the smoke got caught. And that is a big, big benefit of smoking. Weed, cannabis, medicine, chronic. So I'm working this job at the dispensary, and it's been going good, and I have another job that I think I talked about on here before, but wasn't sure when it would get started. I think it's about to get started. So that's nice. That'll be very helpful in my journey to get my own place. And I think the sky's the limit on that job. I mean, sky's the limit on the dispensary job too, because I'm sure I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but they said a year, 2 years, 3 years down the line, if you want to franchise your own store, we may be able to help with something like that. And I'm like, oh shit. Doug's Nugs. But yeah, I think once I get my own place, that's where I'll open up Doug's Nugs. And let the healing begin. that coming from? C's got it too? Shoot. I might have to tune. B flat. C sharp is fine. D's got it a little bit. It's a little bit there too. Phew. I might have to tune my piano and live stream it. He tunes pianos too? Yep. Will he tune my piano? Yeah. For a fee. Takes a long time. A lot of concentration. And skill. You don't want to break a string. I've broken two. I was trying to give this A a second string because it only has one. This one has two. This one has two. Or is that a single one? Middle C. I'm a middle child, and my last name starts with C. Excuse me. Every second guess you took was a step away from me. And now that you're so far away. And now that you're so far away, you have a panoramic view of me and you and what you left behind. Thank you. Beep. Ooh, woo. Ooh, wee. Speaking of ooh, wee, who out there is watching Rick and Morty? Tweet me at Yamatat if you're watching Rick and Morty, some of your favorite parts from this season. Including the post-credit scenes. I can't believe some people skip those. It's like, dude, the credits are like less than a minute. And then they get to another scene. And then it's the vanity cards. The for me, the Decoys episode is like haunts my dreams. Oh, it's so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, so Dan and Justin, if you hear this somehow, I love you guys. I love your show. And Justin and Mike McMahon. I love Solar Opposites and I love Lower Decks. Whew, so many amazing shows right now. There's three Treks coming. Discovery's coming back. Picard is coming back. Oh, I said three. There's a third one in the works called Strange New Worlds or something. And then the Lord of the Rings Amazon series comes out next year. They did a promo image and I was like, oh, September 2022. It seems so far away. But every millisecond is a year from that last millisecond. There must be so many aliens who when they hear of our concept of time, they're like, really? We measure it like this. And it's like some way better, like, measurement of time. I'm a little toasted right now. I feel amazing. I'm gonna finish this bowl and then I'll finish the episode. Breakfast was French toast today. And coffee and cereal and milk in this little bowl, maybe like 3 ounces. But the French toast is usually, it's all right. And the pancakes too. Next step. I think next step for me is gonna be getting housing through. Through the program at the homeless shelter. Because I have a plan to save up and get my own place. And it's in action. Funny, I finally found my scale and then I was like, oh shit, it's broken. I'll have to get another one. she's talking about me. Or the van in general. But anyway, I'm working on music. And my friend's helping me produce. And it's going to be a work of heart. I'm thinking quadruple vinyl. Two records. Two vinyls. Black for the original versions of the songs, and then colored vinyl, blue and orange, for the produced, buttered, toasted versions of my songs. Anyway, I'll get this episode out. This has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, and some updates, you know? I just thought of something else, so I'm going to add it to after I already said and in the episode title. So I was talking to a guy yesterday at the bus stop, and he was talking about, like, maybe violent scenarios, and I was like, I don't believe violence is ever the answer. I think that if it seems like it's going to come to that, then it's definitely a result of some misunderstanding and miscommunication. And I think it could all be dealt with without violence. He's like, I agree with you 100%. And then he was talking about how, like, his backhand was getting sore. He's like, because sometimes you just gotta. And I was like, I mean, also, no, I don't think that. No violence. And he's like, yeah, I agree with you there. I haven't been hitting her. Because. You're right, man. There's always a way to talk about it and deal with it without violence. And then he was like, I would vote for you for president, man. And I was like, whoa. Cool. I did put a platform up on Twitter, on my old account. But I deleted that whole account, so I'd have to do it again. One thing I was thinking is change the... Change the term minimum wage to starting wage. And if I'm voted for president in 2024, Douglas William Culp. I mean, I'll probably just go by Doug Culp on the ticket. Douglas, I don't know. But your starting wage will be $25 an hour at any job, anywhere. And with a raise of $1 every year, whether or not you get a raise from your boss, I'm gonna give you a raise through the Fed, through fiat currency, through it's all based on belief now, right? Like, and so if you believe you're worth $25 an hour starting at any job with full health benefits, two weeks paid sick leave starting day one at any job, that's a big jump. But everything's expensive, and everyone's working and 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 working without enough time to rest and decompress and chill out and hang out with friends and family. And also on the ticket, $2,500 universal basic income for everyone per month. So you'll be working your jobs for, at the start, $25 an hour, and getting enough money to just live. And $2,500 a month will go far in some places, but it's going to be the same. I don't think it should be changed depending on where you are, cost of living, blah blah blah. It's like all of that is perception, and all of that is the market speaking for everyone. This whole country is beautiful. I've lived, I was born in the Bay Area. We moved to Reno when I was 2. We moved to Tulsa when I was 7. We moved to Santa Maria, California when I was 10. And then we moved to Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Greater Cincinnati area, Cincinnati, Ohio, shout out, Florence, Kentucky, shout out, and, this is the ice cream man. And I lived in Provo and Orem, Utah for a little bit. Then I lived in the Dominican Republic for 2 years. Shout out. Gritos a la República Dominicana. Si me oyen, díganme en Twitter @Yamatat. Yeah, President Doug. Why not? Oh, and feminine hygiene products completely free. If I'm voted for president 2024, Doug Culp. Ooh, excuse me. All right, that's the end of the episode. The real end of the episode. Talk to you next week. Bye.